As we saw yesterday, the brothers were shocked, bewildered, unable to answer Yosef when he revealed himself as their brother. Yosef therefore continues and says, "Vayomer Yosef el Achav, Kishuna elai vayigashu. Come close," and they came close. Vayomer, and he said, "Ani Yosef achichem asher mechartem oti Mitzrayma. I am Yosef, your brother, that you sold here to Egypt. Viata." And now Yosef gives them direction of how he feels they should respond. "Al te'atzvu v'al yichar b'enechem, ki mechartem oti hena. Don't be sad and don't be angry for having sold me here." There are situations where anger and sadness are things that can combine as two possible options. If we look back at Bereishit Perek Lamed Daled Pasuk Zayin, we see it as well when the children of Yaakov came back and heard about what happened to Dina. Uvne Yaakov ba'u min ha'sadeh kishamam vayit'atzvu ha'anashim vayichar lehem ma'od. When we're sad about something, it can often turn into anger, into recrimination. Naturally, the brothers would be sad about what they did in the past. It could express itself in anger towards one another, towards whoever they could find as the scapegoat. How does Yosef explain to them what they should use to avoid sadness and anger? If we look at the continuation of the pasuk, he says, "Ki lemichya shlachani Elokim lefnechem, ki zeh shnatayim haraav bekerav haaretz, v'od chamesh shanim asherein charish v'katzir, v'yishlacheni Elokim lefnechem lasum lechem sherit baaretz, u'lahachyot lechem lefleita gdola." Yosef said, "You may have been the ones who sold me, but you're not the reason that I'm here. God has something else in mind. God has sent me as a shaliach before you to not only keep us alive as a people, but to help us develop into the great people he intends for us to become. This is going to be the mechanism." Yosef says it even more sharply in Pasuk Chet, "V'ata lo atem shalachtem oti hena, ki Elokim. Yosef says, "You in fact are not the ones who sent me here. It's God who sent me here, albeit through your hishtadlus, so to speak." Yosef in Pasuk Vav proves this from the fact that there are five more years of famine intended. So it's not just a way of getting the brothers to come down initially. They're supposed to be coming down for good. And that's the great chiddush Yosef has, as opposed to Yehuda's speech, which is all about how they all need to go back. Yosef says you all need to come down. It's Yosef's ability to see not only lemonade and lemons, but to see the hand of God in lemons, which helps him and helps him explain to the brothers what the mission is meant to be at this point. Later in the parasha, in fact, God agrees with Yosef when he speaks to Yaakov and tells him to go down to Egypt and talks about what the mission is in going down to Egypt. So not only here the ability to see the positive, the hand of God in the negative, but also how that can help us from becoming sad and angry about things that frustrate us, usually because we're unable to see what the meaning and the mission is.